Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' today. More with Steve Fogelsong talking sustainability in the beef business. Back after this.
McDonald's sausage biscuit sandwich is so awesome. It's a sizzling sausage patty snuggled inside a fluffy, flaky biscuit and all for only $1. The best part? It's made by local Oklahoma companies, which helps keep my fellow Oklahomans busy working. And that puts money back into our local economy. This is a breakfast I can feel good about all the way down to the last bite. I might just have to have another.
Get a delectable sausage biscuit sandwich served up every day on McDonald's Dollar Menu. Served during breakfast hours only at participating McDonald's.
If you're a Native American who experienced discrimination from the USDA while trying to get a farm loan, you could get a payment of up to $50,000 or more. There will be meetings in Tecumseh, Oklahoma and Anadarko, Oklahoma on October 18th through the 20th where you can get free legal help filing a claim. That's Tecumseh, Oklahoma and Anadarko, Oklahoma, October 18th through the 20th. Go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506 for more details and a full schedule of meetings.
How do we raise enough food in the future to feed all the people that will be on this earth over the next few decades? That was the challenge that was talked about at a special symposium this last week called Feeding Future Generations. One of those involved in this particular discussion, Steve Fogelsong, former president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, cattle producer from the state of Illinois. He offered his take on what sustainability is in American agriculture and how consumers in a rich society like ours often have a hard time comprehending the value that American agriculture offers them.
You know, consumers in this country have been so fortunate with the choices that we've had and the volume of food that's there. It's tough for us to have those conversations in such an affluent society because we tend to look at stuff a little jaded because we've always had it there. You know, when you talk about sustainability and ranchers' sustainability, I've been to two or three of these deals where we talked about that, trying to understand what, I'm not sure I understand what sustainability, and I'm not sure most people do. They hear that word, we kick it all over the place, like a football on Friday night.
Oh, I wanted to have a three-day panel on definitions of sustainability. I'm not kidding. It's a very controversial word right now.
Well, I won't need to be on it because I'm going to give you my definition of sustainability. My definition of sustainability is when you have a ranch family that keeps a ranch and that business in their hands for 100 years and is able to continue to hand that business down from generation to generation. That's sustainable.
Steve Fogelsong gave a bit of a tutorial to those City Slickers president, as well as those that will watch the webinar down the road, about how you rebuild the mama cow herd, because he says that's the only way that you'll get beef supplies up and beef prices down.
A female today is worth about $1,300 standing in her tracks on a ranch, irregardless of what you do with her. You got two choices. You can send her to market, or you can make her into a cow, and you've already got $1,300 tied up in her. Most bankers are still saying, you've got bills to pay. You really need to sell that animal rather than keeping her back. So we're not seeing heifers being retained. We're continuing to see heifers going to slaughter. And it's a tough conversation. I spent the last year as president of CBA, and every time I get up, I say, keep more heifers, guys. You know, this is going to be good.
That's the classic role of a cartel.
Well, it is. But the reality of it is, until consumers over a sustained period are going to pay a higher price and farmers trust the fact that market will continue to be there year in and year out, they're going to be hesitant to go ahead and keep back those heifers and build that cow herd.
Cattle producer Steve Fogelsong from the Feeding Future Generations Symposium of this last week. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The 2011 National FFA Convention is just around the corner, and this year's going to be special as Oklahoma native son Riley Pageant of Woodward serves as National FFA president. Coverage of the National Convention is being made possible by support from the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association and the Oklahoma FFA Association. And our reports will be seen on TV, heard on radio, and available on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, by clicking on the blue-green Gazette graphic found on the right-hand column of any page. Coverage on Facebook and Twitter, too, from this year's National FFA Convention. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.